Alongside AI and automation, virtual reality and augmented reality have been touted for several years now as technologies likely to have a profoundly transformative effect on the way we live and work, and they are increasingly being adopted in both entertainment and industry. The Snapchat and Instagram filters we use, for example, bunny ears and cat whiskers on selfies, are a very consumer-facing application of AI tech combined with AR. Another example of AR is AR apps that have altered the way consumers look for their items and shop online. For instance, IKEA has launched an AR app that allows users to scan the room and see furniture in 3D in that same room. They can position the furniture and change its color, which allows users to engage with furniture like never before. For more scientific use cases, there's Google's machine learning-enabled microscope to look forward to, which will be able to highlight tissue which it suspects could be a cancerous tumor growth as a pathologist is looking at samples through the viewfinder. In addition, both technologies have obvious use cases in education. Virtual environments allow students to practice anything from construction to flight to surgery without the risks associated with real-world training. For example, Walmart used 17,000 Oculus Go headsets to train its employees in skills ranging from compliance to customer service. Experts predict the AR/VR industry to reach more than $25 billion by 2025, and the growth will continue steadily. Brands like Sony Pictures, Netflix, Travel Nevada, CVS, and more have all invested in 360 degrees VR and AR experiences to incorporate immersive marketing. They'll use immersive formats as part of their performance marketing since immersive ads perform better than flat ads. Two of the most significant trends in new vehicles will be voice assistance and in-car AR. Powered by machine learning, NVIDIA's Drive AR platform uses a dashboard-mounted display overlaying graphics on camera footage from around the car, pointing out everything from hazards to historic landmarks along the way. Audi, Mercedes-Benz, Tesla, Toyota, and Volvo have all signed to work up with the technology.